This is episode number 2230 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Sam Sheen, daughter of Charlie Sheen, Mr. Tiger Blood. And Denise Richards.
Oh, their little girl, Sam.
Their little girl, Sam.
Yeah? What about?
Well, she turned 18 in March.
Well, she's 18 and she's grown.
Well, first off, I can't believe I remember when, you know, remember when she was just a baby.
Knee high. Yeah.
Knee high to a little grasshopper.
Knee high to a little tiger.
And Monday, right? Monday, she announced in an Instagram post that she's on OnlyFans.
Of course she is. Look at who her dad is. Oh, my God. He must be sitting back, proud papa. My baby's on OnlyFans.
No, that's his daughter. You know?
Didn't I say his baby? His baby?
I know, but how would you think if your baby went on?
Oh, no. I'm not Charlie Sheen. I am not Charlie Sheen.
Still, I don't think any dad's going to say, oh, look at my baby. I don't know. So Charlie doesn't seem to think the fact that his home was once popular drug den slash sexual oasis.
Drug den slash sexual oasis.
Featuring a rotating cast of porn stars has anything to do with how his daughter turned out.
You know what? It starts at home. Starts at home.
Instead, he blames Denise.
Of course he does, because, you know, Denise, you know, she's just a shameless hussy compared to Charlie, right?
She ain't no prize herself, but Sam don't get along anyway.
Oh,
they haven't for a long. They've had a very strained relationship for a long time now.
I'm hip.
He says that Sam's 18 years old now and living with her mother. This did not occur under my roof.
Oh, Charlie, God, he's such a hypocrite. Holier than thou, Dad. Uh-huh. See, I hate that. I mean, I'm a dad. I mean, I can't imagine being like Charlie Sheen, like. You will not do this. Not under my roof, you won't. No.
So he's,
don't pay any attention to me. I'm going to
do as I say, not as I do.
Smoke crack pipe, and I'm going to have sex with five whores. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sure their parents support
their
wife's
house.
He says, I do not condone this, but since I'm unable to prevent it, I urge her to keep it classy, creative,
God.
And not sacrifice her integrity.
Oh, no. Well, you know. No, I don't. I mean, OnlyFans doesn't necessarily mean sex.
Well, as some of the news sources that I saw today has said, I mean, they all refer to it as an adult platform.
Yeah, no, it's an adult platform. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
So it means sex.
Okay.
Or sexy stuff.
See, I don't have a subscription to it, so I don't know for sure.
No, because you do your porn for free.
The best things in life are always free.
But Denise says Sammy's 18, and this decision wasn't based on whose house she lives in. All I can do as a parent is guide her and trust her judgment, but she makes her own choices.
But you said they don't get along anyway, right?
Their relationship is strained.
It's strained. Everybody's relationship in Charlie Sheen's world has got to be strained.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, must.
So just wondering if Charlie's still winning.
Wonder if he is. It hits home. I will say, it hits home when it's your kids, and especially your daughter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Well, old Kimmy can rely on Pete Davidson for a good old Instagram photo. She shares several sexy snaps.
Wow, that's hard for you to say. Susie,
she shared several
skims down by the seashore. I digress. Go ahead.
That was good.
Go ahead.
She shared several sexy snaps. Whew, wow. Of herself rocking a tiny black bikini while on vacation with Petey.
And Pete took all the pictures. Did he do the photoshopping? That's my question.
Because
he learned that skill too.
He passed the content taking boyfriend test.
Oh boy, content taking.
That was
boyfriend.
Her caption.
That's my God.
A video of herself on her Instagram story on
Monday. Knew this was gonna happen. Kanye probably always refused to even pick up a damn phone. Take a picture. I ain't taking a damn picture. Take your own damn picture. You're pretty good at that. But Pete, you know, yes, dear. Whatever you want, dear. Sure, dear. I'll be happy to take your picture.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Other videos taken by Pete show Kim showing off while frolicking in the sand.
Frolicking.
She also shared a steamy snap of herself smooching Pete while they cooled off in the water.
Do you think that he took that? I don't know. Maybe his arms are long enough. I don't know.
It might have been her. Beach for two.
Beach
that
for
was
two.
The caption from that post.
Oh, my goodness.
Which included several other pictures from the romantic getaway.
You know, this is a way for them to weasel in to Page Six and ET Online by saying, oh, Pete took these pictures and this is the news because now Pete is my new photographer. It's like, I bet that story was on ET last night. I guarantee it was on ET last night.
Oh, probably.
You know, Pete now takes pictures of Kim. A new profession? Maybe. I should go back and see
and
ET
why not?
From last night.
Why not? He just quit
they
his job.
People, I know, right? Does he need money? I don't know. He's making a few movies, you know. He's you know, he's kind of got a stand-up career.
He might need a side hustle.
His side hustle is Kim Kardashian. Let me put it there. That's what he's hustling right now, kids. And then Scott Disick on the other side as his bestie,
his
new bestie. I'm telling you, you know, Travis Barker probably doesn't have time for him.
Oh, you know, I sincerely doubt it.
There's a big age difference, too.
Yeah.
Scott, there's a big chronological age difference, but not maturity-wise. Scott's about the same age in his head as Pete, even though he's 10 years older.
Yes, probably so.
OMG. All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
You're so welcome.
I still want to know about Kim Kardashian's school of photoshopping. I think she can do so much better at that than law. I think she could. She could, like, sell courses. Even though she's not doing it, she could say she's the one doing it. I think there's more money to be made in teaching people how to airbrush big old asses than there is selling Skims to hide the big old asses.
By the seashore.
By the seashore, right. With our apologies to Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.